The news on this third day of August 2021 from the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, the United States of America on God's, I still say it, good, great planet Earth. This is PJ. How you guys doing? What are we to believe? Well, seriously, why even give vent to such? What do we do? Do we wear our mask or not? I had to leave the house this afternoon, and I keep two masks in my car. The lines seem to be getting longer. People are more frustrated. I was speaking with a 23-year-old who went to work, and unlike when I was 23 and went to work, when I got home, I usually stayed home. I didn't travel a lot, even though I had a little car before I married. I stayed home. And there's something in that, staying home. Frustration is what I call it. It is a sense of frustration has come over all of us. Well over a year since I had been to my daughter's home and went, and it was like refreshing, like I was going back into something that was strangely omitted, but I couldn't exactly put my finger on it. This is what COVID has done. And I want to talk to you seniors out there that may be feeling a little pressure. Maybe you juniors too, because these are perilous times that I live in. Often I find myself thinking about the biblical narrative that I taught for years in the church, the biblical narrative of the end times. And, you know, I find myself unconsciously, cognitively looking for those particular signs because I want to believe. Listen, this is how deep faith and religion and Christianity goes deep down in you. God save me, bless the name of the Lord. I know that. The church didn't save me. I was saved before I went to church. Oh, that's a good one. Think about what I just said. Before the church classified me as being saved, I was. Ooh, that's beautiful. God has loved me since as far back as I can believe. That's how deep God's love is for me. And I won't let anything that is happening, because looking at the news today is just horrific. It makes you not want to get up the next day. I tell you, that is a lasting work of depression, because it wants you to be so depressed that you are no longer stimulated to life. That's what COVID has done to a portion of my mind. And I keep doing these webcasts. I'm sorry that this is the first one in the month of August, but that's what COVID has done. It has slowed me down. I can talk about it. I can rationally talk about it, express it. That's what it's done to me. So for goodness sake, I know it's done something to you out there. How far deep down in the rabbit hole has this mess taken you? Damn it, I don't feel like cursing. I don't want to curse. I really don't, but you know what? I feel like saying to these physicians, to these medical doctors, you know, oh, you know what I want to say, but I'm not going to say it. Oh, but you, what? Well, you know, now, even though you got both of the shots, you still got to wear the mask because if you don't do that, you may get it again and it'll kill you. Now, if that don't sound like a script from a comic book series, I'm just thinking with a rational mind. You know, I'm supposed to obey. I'm one of them slaves. I have to believe like that. We have to obey what the master says. Man. That's why a lot of these people are just going out. That young man told me he's going out. Young man, 23 years old, he told me, I'm going to live my life. That's what he told me. And you know, everybody's trying schemes to get over. Someone was using my home address as a place where they can send their things to get money from the government. At my home address, I didn't know what was this. I noticed something coming through, and I said, "Who is this person?" And I ignored it like the fool that I was, and until somebody sent the card to my house for this person, unknown person, and right after the people drop off the package, he comes up and says, "Well, can I have the package?" I said, "What the hell are you talking about?" And I told him, anything comes to this house without my name on it, but my address, I open it. See? And I didn't know this young man. I said, "Who are you?" "Well, a friend of mine told me to come here and get the package." That was his EBT card from the state. You know, I send that thing back to wherever the hell it came from. And wrote on the envelope, "This person is not at this address." Person was at my front door. One of these young men that I know took the privilege of using my address for that. Well, I told him, I sent that thing back, and I did. But that's how rough it's getting in this society. I know how difficult it is. And these young people, they don't want to work. They don't want to put forth an effort to do anything. I'm seeing it just like you're seeing it. So it made me think back to days of eschatology. Oh, my goodness. Is this the end of the world? Did I miss the rapture? I mean, really, this is some humdinger stuff that's been going on here in our society for a little over a year. And I kind of knew that they're going to connect stories. That's what the dialectician does. He connects realities in a chain link form. And when you think that you're out of the matrix, he didn't suck you right back in that sucker. Because you're used to listening to them. You're not used to thinking independently. And see, that's where I've come. Since I think as an independent thinker, I love looking at the news because it, man, come on. It was shocking for me to see that Athens is burning. Other places around the world. You aren't going to learn that if you're listening to American news. You have to go on this internet thing here. Oh, yes. I remember when it first got started. With me, it got started in 1965. 66, I was a radio teletype operator, and we were using cryptographic equipment, which was basically the beginnings of computerized things. Man, it was amazing. I recall I was in the Signal Corps. And when I was stationed in Korea during the Vietnam War, I was in the 304th Signal Battalion, B Company. And I was one of the radio teletype operators in Seoul, Korea. Oh, my God, I remember when the plane landed at Kimpo Air Base. Oh, my God, I said, the plane had just left Japan, Tokyo. We sat down in Tokyo for a couple of hours. I remember it was a three-hour layover, and they told us now, and we had on our uniforms. I said, look at me, a little black boy from Watts. Downtown Tokyo, Japan, on my way to Seoul, Korea. I was in the capital of Japan, Tokyo. I guess that's the capital. I think it is. And I was headed towards the capital city of South Korea, Seoul. And I was 21, 22 years old. My God, what a wonderful time that was. I had never been on an airplane before my government. Start putting me on them. I probably would have never seen, because I never would have had the interest. I love television so much. I don't have to go. I recall when my play son Mario was getting ready to make his life's journey to Papua, and he asked me, he said, will you come and visit me? I said, no, that's yours. That's yours. I said, I've spent my whole life discovering America, and you see where I'm escaping to remember the good days, because these are horrible days for older people. Has to be. And if they don't know how to do what I do to escape and to find peace and solace, they are in great misery. And we need to be mindful of our seniors, because these are difficult times for them, especially the ones that have condemned themselves. And I'm gonna talk about this tonight. I'm gonna talk about this. They've condemned themselves because they know what it will take for them to be alive and to live and to enjoy life, but they refuse to do it. Because perhaps they have been listening to the dialogue of another instead of listening to their own selves. I know a lot of our seniors have ended up in rest homes and places like that because their family foresaw the time coming and shoved them in quickly. I recall where I was speaking with one of my daughters. I know that it was one of them. And only one time the conversation came up about them putting me in a rest home, and I said, well, you better make damn sure that my brain has stopped working. Because if my brain is working the way it is now, and physically, my body cannot hold myself up, and you put me in a rest home, they will suffocate me one night. I hope you guys are enjoying this summer and not letting COVID get you down. Some might listen to me and say, John, you need a psychiatrist. No, I don't. I need some more wine. Where's my wine? I have cool water here. That's good. I don't hydrate as much as I should. And I usually wait too long for the hydration process. And by the time I go to bed, you can only imagine. I was supposed to go to my men's meeting thing tonight. As a matter of fact, it'll be over in 30 minutes. But I didn't go because I don't feel like being out there. You know, being honest with myself, I'm thankful that I'm in a home. And I'm thankful that I am healthy enough to be able to live alone and can still function. I cleaned out my garage today, pulled my car up in the garage. I hadn't done that in a long time. And put the door down. Because unless I have somewhere to go, the car remains there. And it stays cleaner because I washed it today. Hadn't seen that scene in a while. I'm sitting here in the Lucy Coleman studio. And you know, the windows face the front side of the house, and I just saw a kid running down the street gleefully in this cool air with this hoodie on. It's good to be alive. It's good to turn on my green porch light living in my green house. I love it. Just a signal to people to let them know that I'm still here. That's why I do these webcasts, really, because if I stop doing these webcasts, I'm a dead man. There's no reason for me to be alive. If I cannot express for you the need for you to love Yahweh on a level that I love him, hardcore. He found a little rug here in the studio, and he likes to sit on the rug as I sit at the mic and talk, and he just watches me. You know, and he seems at ease when I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and I'm at ease. And I got to tell you, when I'm not doing a webcast or doing what I'm supposed to do, oh no, I'm going to take some time off for myself. But when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, my dog just stares at me. What's the matter with you? Like he's saying, get in there and do that. Talk to the ones that are still listening, John, before it's too late. And that's what I was saying when I first started the webcast about 18 minutes ago. You know, it makes me feel like, golly, did historians and all the people that govern us know that civilization can do this to us? And if so, why didn't they create the pill to give it to the people to take? And so this blasé, this rabbit hole mentality, it's horrible. And I'm telling you, in all of the years that I've been in my country, America, I have never felt like this, ever. And the news is what's doing it. I don't know how Lester Holt of NBC can read the cue cards anymore. I'm waiting to hear a story about a reporter just goes in a room and blows his own brains out. What's going on our planet? Looks like it's self-destructing from all over. Various regions are burning up and on fire. The Taliban is starting the killing spree again in Afghanistan. The interpreters and their families that work with the Americans and the Brits and the French are all trying to leave the country with the Americans because the Taliban will surely kill them. They were trying to democratize a people that did not want to be democratized. There are people that grow up in Afghanistan and India and things like that. I just discovered that the majority of the Indian people, and I'm talking about the not the ones that live in the city, in the main cities, but that the majority of the Indian people don't have toilets. And when you think of the billions of people that are there, you have to consider the stench. That's serious. That is serious. We're Americans. And look at us. I've never seen this country act so poorly. Best not to bemoan my sorrowful condition before you. But that's where I am these days. And that's why you haven't heard too many webcasts. That's why I didn't start off with music tonight. Because I felt like that I'd be doing... I mean, if as many people are starting to die again of this hybrid thing that's coming out... Do you know what the inevitability of this whole thing is? Can I take you to the end of the movie? Well, the end of the movie is very simple. It goes on and on and on and on until the whole world is thrown into crisis. Our forests will continue to burn, whether by arson or by global warming. Our ice caps will melt. We will have more floods, more storms, and God in his majestic way is destroying his creative mobility that he built up. That's all. And I got a feeling everything's going to be all right with that. So we have to learn how to go with the flow of this. We cannot let it affect us to the degree that it depresses us to a greater degree to harm ourselves or to think worrisome about where we are. So you folk hang in there, okay? PJ's feeling it also. You hang in there. Love your family. And you know what? You're going to find out that during these times, wait, it's not time for me to end this yet. I got to say, during these times, you're going to find out that food and booze and drugs, maybe a little sativa will help your mind to be at ease. But all that other stuff that I just mentioned, that's not going to help you. So many people got obese. I made it my attempt to lose weight while I was locked in. I didn't gain no weight. I lost it. Remember I told you guys about 3 or 4 years ago? Yeah, get him, Marco. Get him. Remember I told you I was down to one meal a day? It's working perfectly for me. That's all I do. One meal a day. Am I making it off of my Social Security? Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding? Thank you, Lucy, for being married to me 35 years. I'm married to her, she married to me. I gave her what she wanted. She gave me, after her death, what I needed. Because if it wasn't for me being married to her, I would not be doing as well as I am. See, I made decisions years ago that brought me to the place that I'm at. Now I got youngsters using my address, fake names, and trying to get money. And that's sad. That is sad. I've never seen America look like this. I told the young man that came to my door, I said, son, you can go to jail for this. I sent the package back if my name wasn't on it. It's not mine. Because if I didn't do that, then I conspired to cheat the government also. And I'm just as guilty as he. And I ain't never been in the white man's prison. And I don't plan on going. Because I obey the law. And that's what's kept me all of this time. And you know what? It'll keep some of you. Now, not all of you, because some of you, most of you are not going to believe what I'm telling you is copacetic, but it is. If you live right, right will come back to you. It's the law of karma. And if you live trickery and wrong and beguilement, now, unless you're running in those circles, because if you run in with a crowd like that, well, then you make it that way. But you can't blend in a person that doesn't do that. See, that's me. See? And a lot of times, people try to blend in things that are not them. Mm-mm. Yeah, don't let this COVID thing get a grip on you. You get it. Tackle COVID where it is. I'll stop it around 30 minutes. Tackle COVID where it is. God is still my refuge and a very present help in the time of need. And I want you to depend upon God right now, because looking at the news, you can't believe these people. And that's why so many people in the South, and look at them, so many people in the South are getting this thing and dying. Oh, stop listening. Look, let me give you the reasoning for me taking it. If they're going to kill me, they got more part. Look here. This government can put a bomb down your chimney and blow up only your house and kill you whenever they want to. Now they're saying, take the shot, take the vaccination. Oh, I'm scared, I don't know. We don't know. Take the vaccination. They're trying as hard as they can to protect you people. I believe it's a conspiracy. So what? They outnumber you. They're more powerful than you. You can't do a damn thing about the conspiracy. This is what I believe. I had both of the shots and everything, and if I take the booster, then all they have to do is just hit a certain frequency, beep, and put that frequency up in the sky, and everybody that got them shots are going to drop dead. That's what I believe is going to happen. And it's easy to scoop up the bodies and burn them up or blow them up or shoot them up into outer space. Start a new planet called the planet Mesmerized. Am I out of my mind or what? That's what COVID has done to me. No, I'm just talking. I'm just playing. Thank you for coming to my website. Be good. And I hope to be back with something more challenging to talk about. All right? Okay. I'm in the dark office. That's what happened. I can't find in.